Well, hello, guys. This is Dr. K. Duray-Raj, and thank you for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I am thrilled to be coming to you with our episode today all about Kybella. For those of you who don't know, Kybella is a fat-melting enzyme, and it's super successful at dissolving your double chin, and I'm using it for a bunch of exotic areas, which we're going to talk about. And with me today, I have some amazing clients. So I have B. Victoria Angel, and she is a Maxim model, and she's a super honest and amazing woman. She's a role model for all beautiful women out there. So I want you guys to tune in and listen to us chat. And I also have my gorgeous model friend from Poland, Kasia, and tell me your last name since I can't say it.
Raczkowska.
Sounds exotic. It sounds as gorgeous as she is. So if you have a visual of Polina Porzukova when she was so gorgeous in the 80s, I remember her. She was my idol. And this is the new version.
Thank you.
Yes. Aww. So we are going to spend some time talking today. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I have specialized in head and neck surgery for the last 17 years, and I'm chairman of my department of surgery. I'm here in Los Angeles, California, and I love what I do. I'm a mother of four. I'm super productive. I'm writing a book. I have a podcast, and I run a great Instagram, so check me out at Beauty by Dr. K. And without further ado, let's get started. Today, I wanted to actually read you guys a quote because our podcast is now up live on the iTunes podcast store. And it's great because people that are all across the country in small towns don't have access to a lot of info. So we got this one comment. It says, I live in a small town in Tennessee and I watch everything you do. I think you're amazing. If I ever win the lottery, the first thing I will do is come and see you. You're amazing. So shout out to my fan who sent that in. And I'm so excited that the small towns all across America can get a wealth of information from this podcast. Send me your questions for sure. So let's get started. So Victoria, tell us a little about yourself and your career in modeling. When did it start? What age?
It started about 6 years ago when I started Instagram. Uh-huh. I just started posting very, glamorous pictures, sexy pictures, bikini pictures, and women just started following because they wanted to know what I did to stay in shape. You know, how I look like this, what I do for workouts, what do I eat.
Yes, and for those of you who can't see, we are going to put a video up with Victoria, but she's gorgeous, brunette, very petite, but comes across super voluptuous. She's got really amazing voluptuous lips, a glamorous hourglass figure. So, like, I don't know, this is my dream body.
Best body ever.
Thank you.
Best body ever.
How long have you two known each other?
Oh, we know each other for like 3 years.
Through the modeling circuit?
Yeah. No, actually through friends, but
Victoria has all friends from all different countries, right?
Yes, I do.
Recently, she came in, and it was a very LA moment because she brought blonde, identical twin, beautiful supermodels. Where were they from?
Serbia.
From Serbia. It was, like, so fun. It was such an LA moment, right?
Yeah, it was an LA moment.
I took a picture, and it was short little 5 foot.
I'm sorry to say that, but in LA, everybody looks like twins right now.
I know. That is so true.
Kim Kardashian twins.
A little bit of common faces all out there. Yes.
Well, that's what the Dr. K did not do.
That's right. I tried to be very individualized. And interestingly, we were talking with Kasia about how she's one of the few models who's not all over Instagram. And I think that makes you unique.
Thank you.
And why do you not like to Instagram?
I prefer a real life than social media life. And what I see out there, I know it's all fake. And it's not real. And what they're trying to sell us makes women insecure and, very just not real. And everybody's looking at it and thinking, wow, I want that life. But they don't know what's actually behind. So I find it, difficult to accept it and be part of it. Yeah. If someone use it smart way and they still keep their feet on the ground, then it's fine. But I know for me it's not my thing.
Is that very typical of Europe, would you say? Because like here in America, to be a model, like I think everybody is just really throwing themselves into Instagram so fiercely.
No, I think in Europe it's the same thing. It's just me. I was brought up different way. My mom is very private. My mom is very, very private, I would say. And that's how I am too. I keep everything for myself, and I don't like to share with people everything about my life.
Right.
I know it's great that there are people like that, because you can follow them and you can learn a lot. But I know...
Like me.
Like you. But I know personally it will cost me too much than would pay off, you know? So...
Well, I think that's such an honest and transparent thing to say, because I feel like I think that a lot of the time. And I think there's so many studies that show that Instagram and looking at social media make you more unhappy, because
I think so.
You're just bombarded with these images of unreal life that you can't attain, unreal beauty that you can't attain. And it affects all of us. Like, you two are the most gorgeous supermodels, like, in the planet. But, like, here we are. We're all trying to maintain.
And here we are working on it.
Here we are working on it. Yes. And it's so important for girls out there to know that beauty is different for men than women. And it's a sad, unfair thing that we get judged by different standards. Right?
We age differently, I think. You know, it's the guy, when they reach 40, sometimes they look much better than when they were young, you know?
Right,
for a woman, it's so unfair. You got judged by small wrinkles, small bump on your leg, you know, cellulite, this and that. We are all just human beings, you know? And doesn't matter how hard you're working out, how healthy you eat, you know, we all human beings.
Yeah.
And I think that's what should be
emphasized,
showed as well on Instagram, you know?
Yeah. It's hard for me, being a woman in plastic surgery and having three daughters and wanting to be a good role model, because I realize that my beauty is transitory. I'm eventually going to be, you know, 60s, whatever, 70. Like, it's all going to fade. And then I want to maintain, I want to look good and be attractive, but I don't want to send the message that if you're not this standard of pretty, then nobody's going to marry you. You're not worthwhile, and you should not be happy with yourself. So I'm really trying to work on, like, the right philosophy for beauty.
Yeah.
How about you, Victoria? What do you think? And wait, before we say anything, Victoria, you're going to get a little pinch because we're doing some Kybella.
Oh, great. Okay.
This is one of my live injection podcasts. So if you want to see a video later, tune in. But we are doing Kybella to shape and remodel a little crease that's right under the buttock, and it's going to give that amazing pop in your bikini shoots.
Yay. I can't wait.
And I'm doing this for all kinds of models. So you girls out there that think everybody has a natural body, surprise. Surprise, it is really natural and super well-toned. And this woman has won the genetic lottery of beauty. But we all have to do our maintenance.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so ready for a quick little pinch. So
I'm ready,
Bella,
doctor.
In case
ahead.
You guys should know, it stings a little. Kind of like a bee sting. And it's kind of an amazing shot because it dissolves fat permanently. And there literally is no other thing like that around the market. And it's made from an enzyme that your own body makes, so relatively all natural. And really just melts fat in spot locations. So I'm using it a lot for double chins. It's FDA approved for use in the double chin. If you see an advanced injector, you can use it in other areas. And that's what we're doing, a little bit right in that banana roll, which she has barely any, but, you know, that's what happens when you're under magnification on Instagram.
Yes. It just put a lot of pressure on you. I do believe it, that I appreciate everything that Kasia has said, and it's very true. But then again, as a role model, and for me, this is a business.
Yes.
If you know about social media and you understand the business aspect of social media, then you would try to focus on something that you can provide others, whether it's beauty or an education. You know, you can teach somebody a lot. You know, if you want to put it for good use or shelters, helping pets, there's so much you can do. Charities,
right.
Philanthropy, you know, it depends on what you choose to put out there. I personally do not put my life out there. I put my modeling, I use mine as a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to change a lot. I just signed with a PR agency, And we are going to recreate me in a way because I've moved past the sexy stage. I've moved past the modeling stage.
Oh, my God. Now you have so not moved past the sexy stage.
I am so
glad. She will never. She's done 4 Maxim covers this year. She is the ultimate in sexy, and she has the sexiest face.
Well, now I want to emulate.
But I love
Victoria
that your brain.
Victoria Beckham.
Yes. I think she's trying to say her brain has moved past the whole
That's
sexy
what I meant.
Instagram thing, which I think is awesome.
She will not ever stop being sexy.
Yes.
You know, she was born with it.
God ears. Thank
you. You're wanting to emulate more of the Victoria Beckham.
Yes, I want to continue branding myself.
Right.
I'm launching a bikini line in July, and I have so much more to show you guys.
Excellent. What's
that
your
I can't
line
talk about
called,
yet.
Your bikini line?
I can't
called?
Discuss this just
oh,
yet.
Well,
but
stay
you'll,
tuned.
You,
I'll be the
I
first
will
to
be
know.
Announcing this on my Instagram. So if you, you know, go follow me at Be Victoria Angel, and you will get all the updates of everything that I'll be working on this year.
Are you going to have bikinis that fit regular girls like me?
That you'll be amazed at what my the launch will be in Miami for Swim Week. And you know how they always have these beautiful, tall models?
Yes.
My models will be influencer models, not perfectly tall-bodied, you know, because I want my line to suit everyone. You know, whether you have curves or you're tall or you have no booty or you have booty, I wanted to emphasize everyone's body nicely.
That's awesome. I think that's an amazing goal. And who do you have with you today next to you?
This is my
pillow.
Little baby Mia.
Oh, say hi. Say hi to the camera.
Mia is a little sick today.
A little chihuahua.
Yes. She's a chihuahua mixed with a min pin. And she is the firstborn of her mom. And I am taking care of extra today because she's a little down because she's been not feeling well. She didn't have something. She had something bad to eat.
Oh, poor baby.
But she'll be okay.
All right, so I'm going to count on a bathing suit that I can actually wear.
Good. Now you can.
One made for surgeons.
You'll see. My runway will look different. It's going to be more like Sports Illustrated, what you're seeing in Sports Illustrated now.
And today on your butt, I have a mint mask. So I'm coming out with a line of butt masks and butt treatments because I feel like that is such a neglected area of the body. And when spring and summertime comes, you do need to exfoliate and get that old skin to settle, to peel away, and to brighten up. So we are using a clay mint mask on her butt today, and I'm just going to wipe that off.
Can we use Retin-A on her butt?
That is a great question, and yes, you can. And it's in my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream, which is such a great product for tightening. So Retin-A helps a lot with stretch marks. If you're someone who just had a baby, or you have stretch marks from like rapid weight gain or anything like that, that's going to be an amazing treatment. I'm using a little lavender hydrating mist, and this is going to add moisture as well. So it's just a great little pick-me-up for, you know, looking fresh before a shoot. And then I've injected you with some Novocaine, so hopefully you're not going to feel anything for the Kybella.
Yay, okay,
Yay.
Perfect.
I personally did Kybella for my neck over Christmas. And I have to tell you that everybody has been asking me if I lost weight because this little heaviness around the chin and neck makes you really look like you're a little overweight. And now that I weigh the same, probably I weigh a little more, but I look more contoured
around the chin.
So very much like Khloe Kardashian, who was the spokesperson for Kybella. Like, it was not all revenge body workouts. It was, I think it was mainly actually like about 9 to 12 vials of Kybella that she did around her chin area.
Wow.
Yeah, and Kybella's nice because it tightens. So because it's an enzyme, it actually creates some fibrosis and tightening of the skin under the chin and anywhere you put it. And we've done Kybella in bra fat, back fat, like the little muffin top fat. Between like the inner thigh fat, even on the pubic area where people have a little fat, super successful in all of these areas. Yes.
I used to not like a gap. I used to want a gap between my legs. And
yeah.
After seeing a lot of different bodies and stuff, I've appreciated that I like it when it's not a full gap.
Not
I think
thigh,
it looks better when the skin touch under, like, you know, it leaves like a little triangle, and then they touch. I find that way more sexier than nothing.
I do too. I don't know who started the whole thigh gap.
I don't either. Trend, maybe anorexic model.
I just wanted to say that
for sure.
Yeah. Do you guys see a lot of anorexia on the runway and in modeling?
Yes, you
and
do.
And in young girls,
doesn't you totally
that
can
scare you?
Notice.
Because you have been in modeling for a while, right?
Yeah.
So you must see these like 16, 17, 18-year-olds coming out super skinny.
It's
unhealthy skinny.
I was lucky to be commercial model, so it doesn't really, you know, they don't expect you to be that skinny.
Right.
They don't expect you to be super, super skinny. And but the runway thing,
yeah,
the girls are really skinny, and they don't eat, and they barely work out.
Because they are basically just skin and bones, sadly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they are. And, you know, a lot of them, they miss their periods.
I prefer a skinny body with curves. You know,
like
on
the runway, they want like a body that's like clothes hangers, where the clothes just like
yes,
great, right?
Totally.
No angles, no boobs, no nothing. Just like
I don't understand it, but I find
it's a lot of pressure for girls these days. So
yeah,
you know. I hope that everybody out there is listening and you're sympathetic to the fact that...
I think everybody should follow Victoria.
Yes.
Because actually, this is the perfection. This is the walking perfection. Very healthy.
She really loves me.
I do. I really do.
She just came from Poland today. Like today, right? You just came off the plane this week?
Yesterday.
And you had a little treatment done too. What did we do for you today? If you want to talk about it, you can.
Sure, I can. We did under eye. As doesn't matter if I sleep 12 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, or if I sleep, 4 hours, I still look tired. And I still have that dark
circles
under.
Yeah.
And because I'm 34, small lines start showing up.
Pattern of aging. So those of you girls who think that you're not going to age, it's happening. It's happening to all of us. And, you know, just like put yourself in the mindset that you should do a little maintenance of aging.
Doctor, remember my bump.
Remember your bump. Yes, I remember your bump. Yes. We're doing a little injection as we talk. So this is a unique podcast because I'm
I have to say you're very good at it.
And she has angel hands for all of you that wonder, does this hurt? Do you feel it? She has such a good touch, you barely feel anything.
Oh,
you just feel
so
that
sweet
initial little tiny, you know, like something touched you, but you don't know. It's a needle.
My under eye did not hurt right at all as well.
Okay,
so we
did under eyes for Kasia, and she's just so, I can't emphasize how gorgeous she is, but was looking just a tiny bit hollow there. And that's an area where if you use a super gentle filler, you will look instantly refreshed and just brighter eyes. And I use under eye filler myself about once every 9 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then every so often I'll be like, why do I look so tired and I can't figure it out? Oh, my filler's gone.
Oh.
That's why.
Doctor, tell us, how long does filler last under your eyes?
That's a great question. It lasts up to a year. Up to a year. They're year-long fillers. But I want to remind everybody, when you're doing a one-year filler, let's not forget that in a year, in 6 months, 50% of that filler is going to wear itself out and be gone. And the remaining 50%, you know, filler is kind of like an ice cube. If you imagine an ice cube and set it out on the table, and about 50% of the time, it'll dwindle down and melt about halfway. There'll still be a pool of ice cube on the table, so your filler's in there, but it's smooshed down and liquidier in consistency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sometimes at 6 months, your one-year filler seems like it's noticeably not as great as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I always want patients to do treatments where you touch up on, you know, the layer that you have in there at around 6 months. Don't wait one full year for it to be 100% gone.
And what's the name of the product we use?
We use Bellotero under your eyes. Bellotero. That's Bellotero.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, I think it's also in Europe, and they have like 5 versions of Bellotero in Europe.
Okay.
In America, we have 1. And that's a great product for, you know, if you have thinner skin, and you just want really subtle results. And I think under eyes, that's ideal because it's so easy to be over-injected and look bulgy.
No, we don't want that.
We don't want that. So, guys, as we're talking, how does this feel so far, Victoria? We're doing Kybella, and you're not going to feel much because I actually numbed that whole little strip right there.
I barely feel it.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then in Europe, you guys have Kybella. It's called Belkyra.
That's how it's called.
It's called Belkyra, and it's used similarly to dissolve fat.
Why do they have different names?
No, I guess they
think it's probably
Americans
the same product,
are,
no?
It's the same exact product, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's a good question for Allergan to answer that question. And I want to talk about your comment, Kasia, mm-hmm. how you said that it's not fair how men age. Because
it's not fair.
I 100% agree.
It's just not fair.
And you guys are around some very distinguished-looking billionaire guys all the time, right?
Oh, we wish. So far, we need to make those billions by ourselves.
That's better. I love that you're a model, but you're studying psychology. Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
And you're not going to depend on any damn man, right?
Mm-mm. Because I don't have any to depend on. I'm joking.
She has probably a million boys after her.
I admire every woman that, you know, they actually are independent, and I want to be independent. My mom was independent, and that's the example she gave me. And I think every woman should be. Even if you are with a very wealthy guy.
Yes.
You know, you should always have your own life.
Always. And always girls keep a secret bank account, right?
Yes.
I'm serious. Like, don't tell my husband, but for the first 5 years of marriage, I had my own account and my maiden name in a bank where, like, it was mine. There's no community property there. I'm telling my daughters to do that, too. And I love my husband. I would never, of course, do anything, but... You know, when you're a woman, you have to protect
you
yourself.
You need to have your backup.
Yeah, and you need to have a brain. These days, girls, Instagram girls, please, I feel like you don't read, you don't study, you don't work hard enough. I want to motivate you. Like, please work hard and be the smartest mm-hmm. girl you can be at a young age. Because once you get to be my age or, you know, as you age, you just don't have time to study anymore. And then you're kind of stuck, like, looking at men being your support structure, and you don't want that.
I mean, if, you know, your beauty is your only asset.
Mm-hmm.
Then at some point you're going to lose it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Because there is always a newer, better-looking version of you waiting outside
the
door
so
to take your place.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that, but it is like that. It's the same with modeling, you know.
As a model or an actress, there must be so much stress because, yes, there's a new beautiful
20-year-old
born every day.
Yeah. So, you know.
I like that Victoria has the idea of, like, having her image and line develop into, mm-hmm. like, you know, you can't be a Spice Girl forever. Like, the girl, like, she's really grown her business up to where she's a businesswoman, and she's stylish, and she's setting trends, and she's so classy. Like,
That's exactly what I want to do.
What you should do. Oh, sorry about that. Let's go around this way. We're going to go to the other side. So, Kybella. And then one more thing you were saying is that you're going to start, you have someone who's branding you to kind of get more women followers.
Yes.
I think that's so important also, right?
Its name is Taj from PR Now LA.
Yes, because you can't just have all guys following your bikini pictures.
No, men don't buy bikinis. Men don't buy beauty line.
Sometimes they pay
men
for it then, babe.
Men don't buy Kybella for banana rolls. Men don't do this, so we need female audience.
We so need women to be, like, women in business, and women like you who have a voice. You have, some like, a million followers,
yes.
Right? So you have all this audience, and I think it's amazing that you're going to start reaching out to the women audience.
A lot
and
more.
And be like a resource for anti-aging and a resource for beauty and how to live like a balanced, healthy life.
And yes. I would love women to see, you know, how I take care of my skin, my daily routine.
Imagine
with Dr. K skincare.
Well, thank you.
I have to say something here. I've learned so much from her. actually.
Really? Yeah, about beauty and products and
hyperbaric chambers.
She always gives the best tips, and
she brought me here. So I think every woman, I think every woman should follow her to actually know how to work out, how to eat, what not to eat. You know, you can really learn a lot from her. She has a huge knowledge. So
thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Definitely, in life in general, like pick someone that's doing it the way you think that they're just killing their life, like they're really killing it. They're you know, great socially, great in their economic life, great in their personal life, and then model yourself after that. So I think, you know, if you want to be a doctor, find someone like me. If you want to be a model, find someone like you guys. If you want to just be a healthy, like well-balanced, rounded woman, you need those role models in your life.
Victoria is definitely one.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Not only to me, but to other, I don't know, a million people that follow her.
I know. How does it feel to have a million followers?
I'm going to double this now, and then we're going to do
it. Why only double? You're going to triple it.
Well, you're right, but now things are going to change drastically, and that's why I want people to follow so they see for themselves that, you know, you're going to get to know me and who I really am, not this pretty little body, you know, who's giving people great beauty techniques. I have so much more to learn and to teach you guys.
You would be an amazing resource for also, like, young women models out there who are just starting out in this business.
Like, they ask me every day.
Yes.
Like what can I do? Like, yes, every day they ask me, you know, what do I need to do to raise my audience, you know?
Yes. And also just to have longevity in our professions, because I realize that too. Like, I want to stay vital. I want to grow my audience, and I'm going to write a book. I'm writing a book this year.
Proud of you. Yeah, can't wait to read this book.
I know. Well,
when do you sleep, actually?
I know, right? Four kids, a full profession. How do you do this?
Not a lot of time to sleep, but once the kids hit the age where they can use Wi-Fi.
And with under eye, you're fine with 4 hours sleep.
It's either that or her secret skin line.
My skincare keeps me bright, and my coffee keeps me going, right? I actually have way too much coffee.
Me too.
One of my goals this year is to stop drinking Diet Coke. Every year, New Year's resolution.
I have one once a month.
Once a month?
Me too. That's good. Yeah. I started switching over to kombucha in all of January, and I was really quite happy on that, but just somehow, you know, you have a moment of weakness, and then you're back on the damn Diet Coke.
It's because it's so addictive, you know
the
that.
The sweets in there, I think.
It's very, very addictive.
It actually is.
It is. It
the bubbles. I like the bubbles.
Same with sugar. Once you have it, then you want to have it more and more.
It's so true. What do you guys eat? Do you eat a lot?
I do eat a lot.
I eat in small portions.
Yeah.
Like mainly a plant.
So let's say I have a wrap. I'll have half that wrap now. Okay. And 2 or 3 hours later, I'll have it again. It's the only system I found that keeps my metabolism going, even if I'm not training.
To just eat small amounts regularly.
It keeps me burning.
That's good. Do you eat a plant-based diet or do you eat everything like meats?
I went raw for a while, and with all the traveling and moving around, I couldn't sustain it. Uh-huh. So I am back to all organic. I do eat chicken. I try to eat meat maybe once every 2 weeks and ground organic grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
But I have learned to just balance instead of trying to follow a strict diet.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do that, I'll fail because of the traveling. It's very difficult to sustain that type of eating when you're constantly moving around.
Do you guys drink 8 glasses of water a day, like that myth? The myth? You know that's a myth, right?
Is it?
Yeah. So these people who drink 2 liters, 3 liters of water a day, and they think that that's like the gift, God's gift to skin and hydration.
It's not.
It's not actually.
What?
It's a myth. Like, the more you drink, the
is
more
it?
You pee.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. There's a certain amount of water hydration that you need.
I definitely don't drink.
But beyond
enough.
That, it's like basically going to be the water that you, you know, whatever you drink, you pee out. So your body, when it's optimally hydrated, has the electrolytes, the potassium, the fluids that it needs. Anything extra than that just flushes over out the kidneys. So it's like one of those really common myths that people have.
I drink alkaline water.
I love alkaline water too. I
love Essentia alkaline water, and I drink one of those, 1.5 liter a day.
That's not a bad idea. So I think 1.5 liters a day is about perfect. Mm-hmm. And really, you just need to drink until your urine is pretty much clear.
Exactly.
Pale color. And if you're drinking that, you're fine. You mm-hmm. don't have to count glasses or anything like that. It's really...
I never counted glasses.
Me either.
Okay, we are going to put on a little sticker for the Kybella right in here. And you're nice and numb. And do you have the sticker, Miss Paula? This is my lovely assistant, Paula, everybody. She's invisible. She's the blue hands in my sculpture video. She doesn't want to show her face just yet. But Paula, we're going to ask you a few podcast questions since you're captive in the room today. She refused
She's
to
like,
come
no,
on the podcast
please.
Earlier.
I don't want to talk.
Paula's from Colombia, everybody. Say something, Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hello, hi, Paula.
When's the last time you went to Colombia?
It's been almost 3 years.
And is plastic surgery very popular in Colombia?
Very, very popular.
Very, yeah. And we have some gorgeous clients that come in from, like, Mexico, Colombia, and other places that are, like, so gorgeous, right? I don't think that they're doing that much sculpture in Colombia, are they?
I don't really know. Mostly, like, surgery.
Liposuction. I do a lot of lipo, a lot of boob
BBL.
Jobs. Yes,
yeah.
That's super popular.
It is.
Super popular. And Paula, how long have we known each other?
I would say about 17 years.
Isn't that crazy? We've known each other since I was a baby. I graduated residency from UCLA like around the year 2000, so... My very first job ever, and Paula was there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we went separate ways maybe like 5-6 years later, and then we came back together, and it's like, it's been amazing to work with Paula, so I really enjoy every day with Paula.
Dr. K, am I supposed to feel the cold part?
Yes, this is just a cold little
I'm
sticker.
Supposed to feel
that. Putting on. Yes,
okay,
definitely.
I'm just making sure I'm still numb.
Yeah. We're going to do a little, this is a tattoo, which is a temporary tattoo. You'll see that in some of my Kybella videos. It's really just a grid mark so we can see exactly where we're supposed to go.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, so we're ready to start. You can describe the pinchy sensation if you want to.
Okay.
And then why don't we do a time-lapse video? That would be fun. For those of you who guys watch my Instagram videos, you can watch me doing this technique on the video. So you'll feel a little quick pinch.
Oh, I felt that little
you
pinch.
You felt it.
Yes.
Little sting. And it's not terribly bad. I told Victor it's going to be kind of like a bee sting sensation.
Ooh, yes it is.
There it is.
Ooh, yes it
I
is.
I want you to visualize melting the fat.
Okay, let me visualize that instead of
that.
Feeling this.
Yeah, don't think that. Think about it's like turning this fat into butter.
All right.
That's what this enzyme does. And it's the same enzyme that's in your gallbladder. So like when you eat a big juicy steak,
mm-hmm.
the fat gets dissolved by this enzyme, deoxycholic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And it distributes that, melts it down into butter. And 2 weeks from now, that all gets absorbed. How's that on a scale of 1 to 10?
That was a 5.
A 5, yeah. I would say I had Kybella too, and I'm glad I used a little Novocaine ahead of time. It is pinchy. No lying. It pinches like a bee sting for about the first 30 seconds or maybe about the first 2 minutes, I would say. And then after that, it goes down.
It was less. It felt like maybe for like... 30 seconds on me, and then it went away.
Not too bad, right?
And I don't feel it anymore.
Yeah, we're going to do one vial. You're doing 1 and 1?
2 and 2.
2 and 2, yeah. So you feel a pinchy sensation for the first 2 minutes, and then after that it goes down to nothing, basically. Super
You're
fast.
You're right.
Yeah, so instead of having liposuction, you can have Kybella to dissolve the fat wherever.
I'd rather do this any day than liposuction.
I know, right?
No way.
The idea of lipo, like, just, you know, you're such a natural girl and you don't need a lot of downtime. And this is just like a little tightening and refinement of a beautiful area. I would need like a whole bottle, a whole case of Kybella. It's not the most economic thing. If you have a big area, you probably want to consume a different method.
That's funny.
But for the little spot treatment, it's great.
Carl's laughing at my big butt.
It's the way you said it.
I'm kidding. That's a fun part of my job because I get to see these beautiful ladies that are like so flawless and unattainable beauty in magazines, and I get to know them as real people. So that's fun. So there you have it. That's one whole session of Kybella.
We're done?
Not bad at all.
It was just the first 5 seconds. That was it.
It'll swell for about 4 days.
Okay.
Where it's kind of noticeable, and you'll notice that other people can if they look down there.
Go on.
Like on my chin, I felt a little double chinny for the first 4 days. And then the second 4 days, only you see it. Nobody else can tell. And then in 2 weeks, it's 100% back to normal. And patients on their chin, they do one treatment a month till they get their goal size. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you can pinch an inch up under your chin, everybody reach up and check that. Yep, you pinch an inch. Then you're going to do three vials for each inch you can pinch. And that's all there is. So, wonderful. Thank you guys
How long does it take to see the results?
Well, you'll see results at 1 month, but each treatment will shrink about 20 to 30% of the fat pad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Really good, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you look at CoolSculpt, CoolSculpt also can shrink about 20% of the fat, but it's not as good for really bulgy areas. So I like Kybella for that stubborn fat that's hard to dissolve.
Is Kybella something you've used on women's waist?
Yes.
Love handles, and women have love handles. Mm-hmm. This is probably a great technique to...
For the muffin top, it's excellent, actually. Yeah, it is definitely used there. And that little bulge of fat that comes out in your armpit, when you're wearing a strapless dress,
it's
really popular for that. And back fat, too. Very popular for that. It's a great treatment to try. I have done a lot of men with Kybella, actually.
They just don't talk about it.
They don't show their face on my Instagram, but they're in my chair.
Men are probably the ones that say, no, we're not filming this.
Exactly. That's true. So it's refreshing to have women that are in public, talk about, big deal, this is how I take care of my body, and you should too.
Exactly.
That's my goal, is to tell all the women out there to age gracefully and do safe things that you want to do. So, life is really short. A temporary attempt at happiness, right? Mm-hmm. You have to find happiness even in the small things. And when you look good, you feel good, and you feel better about yourself. So you should do those small things that make you feel better.
Well, we sure do appreciate you, Dr. Kay.
Well, you're so kind.
Very much.
So kind. And then for you men out there, we were talking about how it's so unfair how they have this way of looking more distinguished as they age, right? Mm-hmm. women, we also are going to look elegant, stylish, and distinguished as we age. And you young girls out there, remember, work on the brain. It's not all about the external beauty, right?
That's so true, yes.
So true. Well, thank you so much, guys, for tuning into our podcast today. I hope you had a fun time listening to Secrets with these Supermodels. And you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I am putting up podcasts a couple times a week. You can catch me on Fridays with the 5-Minute Friday and on Tuesdays with the full secret session. And I hope you'll tune in again soon. I want you guys to go follow Be Victoria Angel on Instagram. And Kasia is also on Instagram, Kasia 4.4.
But I'm not using.
But she is refreshingly not overwhelmed with Instagram.
No.
Like we are. Check me out at Beauty by Dr. K. And I hope you'll try my amazing skincare line to get skin like these supermodels. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.